For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump told Fox News on Friday that he wouldn't sign an immigration bill that was being pushed by House Speaker Paul Ryan and other Republican moderates. He said he was backing another bill by some hardline conservatives. It wasn't long before the White House was backtracking that the president would support either bill. The moderate legislation would ban the separation of children from parents caught sneaking across the border.
No, I hate it. I hate the children being taken away.
Mr. Trump insisted that he's not the one who is separating the families.
The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it.
But there is no such law. Democrats said what the president should change is a zero-tolerance policy that was announced on May 7th by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
1 month after being ruled unconstitutional, California's end-of-life law has been reinstated by a state court of appeal. KCBS TV reporter Susie Sue.
California's so-called right-to-die law that allows people to end their own lives is back in effect tonight. Now, last month, you may recall, a Riverside County Superior Court judge declared the law unconstitutional, saying lawmakers passed it illegally because they were in a special session on other issues.
A storm in the weather forecast could bring relief to fire crews in the southwest. With the remnants of post-tropical cyclone Bud moving in, crews are now worried about flash floods. National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Colson says areas with burned out vegetation can become trouble spots in the rain.
Sometimes it dams up and a lot of water will build up behind those earthen dams of logs and ash. That will release and then we get that flash flood activity moving down the slope.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is defending himself after receiving criticism for praising North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family. I want to have a good relationship with North Korea.
Saying that because he has a good relationship now with the North Korean leader, the U.S. has a very good relationship with North Korea as well. The president saying outside the White House Friday morning,
when I came in, people thought we were probably going to war with North Korea. If we did, millions of people would have been killed.
Trump telling reporters he and the administration are pushing North Korea hard on denuclearization, quote, as fast as possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A drone strike by the U.S. military has targeted a leader of the Pakistani Taliban in an Afghan province. John Clements reports.
Although the Pentagon will not tell us if the drone strike was successful or not, we did receive this confirmation from Lieutenant Colonel Coney Faulkner, who had the information from Army Lieutenant Colonel Martin O'Donnell of U.S. Forces Afghanistan.
U.S. forces conducted a counterterrorism strike in Kunar province, close to the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, which targeted a senior leader of a designated terrorist organization.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.